Episode 74, Realms. Hey guys, it's David here, and welcome to another discussion. Today, we're going to be talking about two different games, and the first one is, like always, Order and Chaos, and the second one we'll be talking about later, so you'll find out what that is. And I'm joined by a familiar guest star today.
Hi guys, I'm Spirit.
And me and Spirit figured out recently that he's been on the show like every four episodes. I don't know how that happened. So
yeah, we did the math, you know.
Yeah, and when we figured that out, we decided that he's going to be on this episode and episode 78 because, you know, we both took third grade math.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So let's just do a quick Order and Chaos discussion because that is not the main topic today. So there was a maintenance the other day, and basically it fixed three different things, and I don't know if they're all good, but at least one of them is. So yeah, all those dungeons, you can't glitch the bosses anymore.
Well, I guess it's a positive thing for some people.
Yeah. And for others, it's not that positive because they're trying to get like legendaries and upgrade their lavas, but now they can't by like farming Zargus over and over because you get like a million of him.
Yeah, true.
And I was talking about this before with another guest star, I think, like, why they did that in the first place, why they had those dungeon bosses able to be glitched, and we said it's so that people don't get bored, and it's possible that now GameOps finally coming out with an update, which we'll talk about in a second, and they don't really care if people are bored anymore, because there might be an update soon, so it's good and bad. I mean, I don't really know how it's that good. Also, world bosses can't be glitched anymore. And this means that they're going to be a lot harder to kill. And this morning, one of my guildies was doing World Boss, I think it was Jelinu, and it was only a few people there, and he couldn't kill the boss because certain guilds were attacking him, and it just became like PvP, so...
Watch out.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't glitch them and there's more PvP, it's going to be harder to do, and like the tensions between the guilds are higher than ever now, so...
It's going to be a fun thing seeing guilds actually fight for the boss.
Yeah, but it's going to take longer.
But it's going to take ages to kill, and it's going to be boring, and a lot of people will quit, and it will cause Order and Chaos to fail, and then game will close.
Yeah, I mean, like, for bystanders without a guild who are just trying to get the credit, it's going to take forever for them. But one positive thing is that the talent hack is fixed, finally. So, before you were able to do the talent hack, and I'm not exactly sure how, I think you, like, go into a dungeon and then use reset points or something. I'm not exactly sure on the specifics.
We never did it.
So yeah, we never did it. But I know certain people did, which I'm not going to name. You could basically get dual specs, so monks could have, like, a lot of divine skills, a lot of melee skills. But now, if you do that glitch and you teleport, you're not going to be able to use it. So, I guess you have to stay outside KPL or whatever dungeon you use to do the glitch and just stay there forever, so it's up to you.
It's up to you.
Yeah, but that's one good thing that came out of this maintenance.
That's what we like the most.
Yeah, and the last Order and Chaos thing I want to talk about today, there was an announcement, and I'll just read that off for you. It says, good news everyone, Android level 70 update will be merged with the following update that iOS will have as well in order to shrink the gap between the platforms. Stay tuned, both iOS and Android users, to find out what the next update will bring for you and what new exciting features we have prepared for you. So, basically, this does not mean a server merge, as many people seem to falsely believe. It basically means that Android is finally going to catch up with iOS. This pisses me off, because for the last 2 to 3 months, we've been having this level 70 update, and most people got to 70 within the first 2 weeks, and they had more than 170 within a month. And now we've been doing nothing for like 2 months, and people...
And now we gotta wait for them to catch up.
Yeah.
They'll release all the updates at the same time from now on.
And people didn't do the dailies, like the new level 70 dailies, because we figured out all we had to do was world bosses. So most people just logged on for world bosses, except for the occasional PvP champion who wanted to do PvP arenas. So we were doing nothing for 2 months, and Android has been doing nothing for a while, but they've still had the level 60 updates, so they've been able to do, like, EHL still. They're always, like, an update behind us, so they're probably at the same boredom level that we were back then as well. That boredom level is less than ours now. We're a lot more bored now. And so it's kind of unfair that, like, they're going to get the level 70 update, and they're going to get the presumably new dungeon update, or whatever it is, the next update is, the same time as us. So they'll get to level 70, and they'll be able to do something at the end game, whereas we'll already be level 70, but we've been bored for, like, 2 months, as I said, and we'll just get to do, like, one dungeon. So they'll have a lot more content that they didn't have before.
They tried to balance it so they could get some money off Android as well.
Yeah, and I'm glad that GameLoft did it for, like, Android, finally, where they get to catch up with us, but it's kind of crappy for the iOS users. God damn it, I have so many fucking mosquito bites. They just, like, appeared overnight. God, I'm, like,
yeah, I know, right?
Fucking scratching.
Crap, sorry. Stomachache.
So, ordering Chaos. So fucking boring.
Why would you even play it? Just close the freaking game.
Yeah, and just open another game called Nova 3. Great game.
Yeah, Nova 3.
Me and Spirit have been playing that for, like, a day.
Yeah,
it was
a day.
So
a
fun.
It's a long time. 24 hours.
Yeah. But let's talk about a game that is actually worthwhile, which is Minecraft Pocket Edition. That is the main topic of today. And the reason for that is that there is a new feature coming out, a long-awaited feature that I've been waiting for Minecraft Pocket Edition, which is multiplayer. And it's called Realms, for some reason.
Realms. Minecraft
yeah.
Realms.
Yeah. And I think that's a pretty tight name, to be honest. So yeah, that's coming out soon. And so you want to talk about that a little bit, Spirit?
Right now, there is an update. If you update it to 0.7.1, and you can play Realms, you can join a server only if it is a mod from Mojang who is hosting it,
mm-hmm.
or there are some selected players who will host it for you, but they have to have permission from Mojang, because it's still on beta.
Yeah.
Plus, when it comes out, it will have a monthly fee of $10 if you want to host the server, and it will be free if you want to join one.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to this, and obviously it's not public yet, and I'm wondering what kind of features from, like, Minecraft PC they're going to bring to this. If there's going to be, like, a subscription fee, or if we already paid the fee for Minecraft by buying the app, and we won't have to pay for anything else. But if you want to open a server, as Spirit said, it's $10. So we're probably all going to piggyback off someone who paid $10, and there's probably going to be more than one person.
Well, if you have friends, you can just pay $1 each.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, but
That would be a smart idea, so
yeah.
You will get the fun to play.
But usually I just, like, let someone else pay, and then say I'll pay you back, and never do. So how many people can there be per server, do you know?
Okay, right. At the moment, there can be 10 maximum,
okay.
But they said, and I'm pretty sure they're going to fix it soon, they said that it's going to have a limited amount, which is much over 10. I don't know, about 40, 100. I'm guessing it will have a cap for every server, which is the same for every server, because the service is the same.
Yeah.
It's not like the computer edition where you have, like, 1K slots and another server has, like, 12.
I never played, like, the paid version of Minecraft on PC, but I played, like, the... I think it's called the Alpha, right? Or is it the...
Single player?
Yeah. No. It was multiplayer, but it was free.
Oh, was it like an open server?
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember having some good times in Minecraft, and I think this was before Ordering Chaos came out, so that's what I used to do. One of my favorite modes was, like, lava survival, and basically you had, like, 5 minutes to build a fortress and try to survive the lava invasion. Probably at the 3-minute mark, the lava started appearing, and then by the 5-minute mark, the entire map was filled with lava.
Yeah, and
people who survived got, like, points, and you get to vote on the next map and stuff. It was really cool. And I'm not sure if Minecraft Pocket Edition is going to have that, but I think if someone could figure out how to do that, that'd be really awesome.
Right now, there is, like, no chance of having plugins into the Pocket Edition servers.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, because they're much harder to get into.
Yeah.
Unless, obviously, you're jailbroken or something. But since it's hosted by Mojang, I don't think it really can change a lot. Unless they release an update, as they're doing to the normal one, after the normal Minecraft, where they let you like modify all the things into the server just by changing stuff in a text document. So it's not going to be that bad if they do that.
Okay. So I guess like the difference between PC version Minecraft and the iOS version is that iOS version has, I mean, you can jailbreak your iOS device, and that's one way that you could potentially like change the game, and it's not tested yet, so we don't know. And with PC, you have a lot more options to like hack into it and modify it, and so it might be harder to do those sorts of things on the Pocket Edition.
Right now, if you have a jailbroken device, or you have any apps on the computer that let you go into the iPhone, iPod, or whatever documents, you can change your single player skin and the texture pack in Pocket Edition.
Okay.
Plus, I'm pretty sure they released a mod, which is a camera mod, I'm pretty sure. And it, like, record stuff or take photos and all this stuff inside the game.
Oh, that's cool. Take
screenshots.
I mean, I always see these humongous paintings of, like, people's faces, and I'm not sure how they do that. So do they do that same thing where they, like, take a picture of someone and then build it?
Yeah. On Pocket Edition, you can't take photos like the normal Minecraft just by pressing F2.
Uh-huh.
So what they do, they screenshot it or use the mod. Then they build it with wool because there's different colors.
Uh-huh.
So they probably build a statue made out of wool and take a photo. It looks bigger.
What other features do you think the multiplayer is going to have?
My opinion, Essentials, which has been in the normal Minecraft, it was a plugin from Bucket, but I think Minecraft like copied it a bit. And pretty much it is you can set spawn in a spot if you're the server host or OP or a mod, obviously. You can give yourself items with a command, then you can strike lightnings, change the weather, change the time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like teleport players to you or teleport other players to other players. You can do all this stuff.
Alright.
And I mean, if they bring that in, it will mean that we'll eventually have plugins to change the game. And as you said, we can have lava maps or adventure maps, which work pretty much the same.
Yeah. And since I'm MMO-minded, since I've played Ordnance Chaos so long, I think it'd be really cool if there's like a Minecraft dungeon.
On the computer edition, there is already a plugin. It's called MCMMO.
Oh, that's cool.
I have it on my server, and it pretty much, you can level up your herbalism, mining, digging, fishing, acrobatics, unarmed, axes, swords, bows, and like all this stuff. There's like so many skills to level up. So let's say your excavation level, which is pretty much digging, when you break dirt, you have a chance of getting glowstone. Or fishing, if you're like a high level in fishing, you can get diamond armor, which is enchanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's pretty good.
Alright. So the thing about Minecraft is that, you know, you can be as creative as you want. And
customize it to the max.
Yeah, and like, I remember seeing things like Nazi zombies. Someone recreated some of the Nazi zombie maps and recreated like Call of Duty maps. It's really cool. Before Minecraft Pocket Edition, there was Eden. And on this, like, people did the same kind of thing. And I have no idea how they did it. They must have spent hours and hours and hours doing it. But they recreated like one of the Call of Duty maps as well. And I don't think that game has multiplayer to this day, but they started adding things like creepers and stuff trying to compete with Minecraft. But now that the official Minecraft is here and Realms is about to be released, I feel like there's so many more possibilities with this game than Eden. And if people can build a Call of Duty map in such a small game like that, then they can definitely do the same thing in Minecraft. So
yeah, multiplayer minigames.
Yeah, and I admit, one thing that I always love to do, because I'm an evil, evil person, was just grief throughout maps. And they tried to, like, find out who did it, and then they find out it was me, and they saw me griefing. It was really funny. And then I decided that, you know, that was too evil of a life to live, so I stopped doing it. But I'm kind of scared of, like, people coming onto servers where they're not really invited and griefing. So Can you make, like, your map private? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay.
Like, there's going to be a whitelist or blacklist, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And to join, you must add the players' names into the whitelist. So let's say you can have a temporary website or a forum, or if you know the people in real life, they just tell you the Minecraft name.
Yeah.
Then what you do is just add them to the whitelist so they can join.
Okay.
If your name is not on the list, you can't join the server.
All right. So I'm sure there's going to be like some 12-year-old who doesn't know how to change the settings, and they'll make it public, and like, you know, they're a really good artist in Minecraft, and they make like beautiful structures, and then some griefer is going to come in and just destroy it all.
Yeah, hopefully there's going to be plugins.
Yeah.
There's going to be grief prevention. It's called World Guard.
Oh.
And it protects the area, the spawn areas, and you can set like as many World Guards as you want.
Okay.
And you can like add players into the area who can destroy blocks into the area.
Yeah.
And remove players. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and I remember like some things for Minecraft PC version where like there were certain blocks that you couldn't destroy, and I think like the mods of that server made it that way. And also they can rebound the server to like undo any griefing that happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
one thing. It's called rollback.
Yeah, rollback.
It's like a, you know, the tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use that to, I think it's a wooden hoe. They use it to find out who broke the block in that area, and then it will tell them the name, the time, when, like, who was it, how many people were there,
and
when did it log off, and all this stuff, yeah.
That's good.
And then you select the area you want to roll back, and it will roll it back to the previous state before that person broke the block.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to waste other resources to rebuild your stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just one block, don't even bother asking a mod. You can just replace it.
I remember this one game in Minecraft where, like, everyone had guns or something, and we were all, like, attacking each other.
There's one that's MC Infected, I think.
Uh-huh.
And you can shoot people, they become zombies.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And they infect you. And there was another one called MC War, which had a custom texture pack, and instead of like using a hoe as a tool, you used it as a gun, but with the texture pack, obviously it looked like a gun.
Uh-huh.
An AK-47. And the plugin let it shoot out snowballs, which were bullets. And obviously, normal snowballs don't hurt you, but it was custom, so
yeah,
it could hurt you. And the teams were different by wearing leather armor that was dyed in red or blue. And then you could just throw grenades. I'm pretty sure that was flint.
So let's compare this to, like, Order and Chaos, just Minecraft as a whole. So first of all, I think that Minecraft, like, there's no set end game. Like, in Order and Chaos, you have to do certain things that Game Off tells you. In Minecraft, you don't. In Order and Chaos, you can't really make your own end game besides, like, PvP, which is what people used to do. And in Minecraft, I mean, you can do all sorts of things that you're talking about. I mean, you can make, like, gun matches, you can do lava survival, you can do all this stuff that the developers let happen, but they didn't specifically add. In Order and Chaos, like, you can't add stuff in, you can't change the game at all. And, like, all Game Lock,
like,
games are that way.
It's not customizable.
Yeah.
That's just plain, and you have to follow the story. It's like a storyline, because you have to do the same thing for every person.
Yeah. I mean, as a whole, like, Minecraft is better in that regard, where it's just free, and you can do whatever you want, and it's different than basically every game. Order and Chaos is not that different. Minecraft is fun for a completely different reason, which is there's no end game and you don't get bored of it really, unless you just don't like that game in the first place. And Order and Chaos, like, you can get bored easily and you can complain about an end game, but in Minecraft you can't really.
Yeah, there's no end game in Minecraft. You can just, if you get bored of one server, you go to another one.
Yeah.
Get bored of that one, try another mini game.
Mm-hmm.
Get bored of the minigame, play on survival, get bored of survival, go on creative. There's like so much stuff to do.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that Mojang continues to update Minecraft Pocket Edition and Minecraft PC so that it's like the same as Ordering Chaos in that it gets updates all the time and there's new stuff to do in case people do get bored of a certain aspect of the game. And it's really nice when developers just are always updating and they're still caring about the game and not just like trying to get money from it, which Gameloft does.
Course. The only thing I would hate is Gameloft buying Minecraft, but that would never happen.
I think more likely they make a cheap knockoff of it, like they always do.
Once the servers are released, they're probably going to try and beat them with, let's say, a copy of Minecraft, like what they did for every other game.
I think the game would be called Mineloft.
Or probably Craft Mine.
Yeah.
Or maybe Gamecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd do something stupid. But
yep.
And I'm sure it wouldn't be nearly as good as Minecraft.
Not even close. I mean, right now, in the App Store in Australia, Minecraft PC is the number one.
If there were an App Store for, like, every single PC game, do you think that Minecraft would be number one as well?
I mean, if you add all the Steam games in, it would be hard. Steam has plenty of games that are good. But, yeah, Minecraft is, like, the most popular game at the moment. It will keep going like this until they make a gay update that will stuff up the game, like Gameloft did a few times.
Yeah, and it's really an interesting thing to see that Minecraft is the top of the iOS App Store because it shows that people
like it.
Yeah, and maybe it could be better for iOS since you can play it on the go, and this multiplayer update is huge because now people can play basically Minecraft PC on their iOS device with, like,
exactly.
not as many features. So is there anything else we want to talk about Minecraft-related?
Well, if you play Minecraft PC, there's going to be an update soon. It's going to be called 1.6. It's going to have horses and blocks of coal and all this other stuff, including horse armor, which you can enchant. And they're still fixing something else, which is the new launcher, where you can edit all your Minecraft files and stuff. I'm pretty sure you can add mods from it as well, but that's going to be in, like, a few weeks, I guess.
Alright, so I think that's it for this discussion. We're both looking forward to the Ordering Chaos update and the Minecraft update, so I'm sure you guys are too. Thanks, Spirit, for coming on, and we'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Alright guys, so that's it for this episode, and now it's time for the question of the week. The question of the week this week is, do you think people will prefer Minecraft Pocket Edition to Minecraft PC version? So just leave your comments in the comments below. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about this, because I'm not sure myself, so yeah. Alright, so that's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Next week, I will probably be having another Australian guest star. That's all I can say. Thanks guys for watching. I'm gonna go back to bed and see you guys next time.